Chapter 17. Uncle. When they pulled into the fairgrounds, they could hear music and see the Ferris wheel turning in the sky. They could smell the dust of the racetrack where the sprinkle cart had moistened it, and they could smell hamburgers frying and see balloons aloft. They could hear sheep blatting in the pens. An enormous voice over the loudspeaker said, "Attention, please! Will the owner of a Pontiac car license number H2439 please move your car away from the fireworks shed?" "Can I have some money?" asked Fern. "Can I too?" asked Avery. "I'm going to win a doll by spinning a wheel, and it will stop at the right number," said Fern. "I'm going to steer a jet plane and make it bump into another one." "Can I have a balloon?" asked Fern. "Can I have a frozen custard and cheeseburger and some raspberry soda pop?" asked Avery. "You children be quiet till we get to the pig unloaded," said Mrs. Arable. "Let's let the children go off by themselves," suggested Mr. Arable. "The fair only comes once a year." Mr. Arable gave Fern 2 quarters and 2 dimes. He gave Avery 5 dimes and 4 nickels. "Now run along," he said, "and remember the money has to last all day. Don't spend it all in the first few minutes. And be back here at the truck at noontime so we can all have lunch together. And don't eat a lot of stuff that's going to make you sick to your stomachs. And if you go on those swings," said Mrs. Arable, "you hang on tight. You hang on very tight. Hear me? And don't get lost," said Mrs. Zuckerman. "And don't get dirty. Don't get overheated," said their mother. "Watch out for pickpocketers," cautioned their father. "And don't cross the racetrack when the horses are coming," cried Mrs. Zuckerman. The children grabbed each other by the hand and danced off in the direction of the merry-go-round, toward the wonderful music and the wonderful adventure and wonderful excitement, into the wonderful midway where there would be no parents to guard them and guide them, and where they could be happy and free and do as they pleased. Mrs. Arable stood quietly and watched them go. Then she sighed. Then she blew her nose. "Do you really think it's all right?" she asked. "Well, they've got to grow up sometime," said Mr. Arable, "and a fair's a good place to start, I guess." While Wilbur was being unloaded and taken out of his crate and into his new pig pen, crowds gathered around to watch. They stared at the sign, "Zuckerman's Famous Pig." Wilbur stared back and tried to look extra good. He was pleased with his new home. The pen was grassy, and it was shaded from the sun by a shed roof. Charlotte, watching her chance, scrambled out of the crate and climbed a post to the underside of the roof. Nobody noticed her. Templeton, not wishing to come out in broad daylight, stayed quietly under the straw at the bottom of the crate. Mr. Zuckerman poured some skim milk into Wilbur's trough, pitched clean straw into his pen, and then he and Mrs. Zuckerman and the Arables walked away toward the cattle barn to look at purebred cows and see the sights. Mr. Zuckerman particularly wanted to look at tractors. Mrs. Zuckerman wanted to see a deep freeze. Lurvy wandered off by himself, hoping to meet friends and have some fun on the midway. As soon as the people were gone, Charlotte spoke to Wilbur. "It's a good thing you can't see what I see," she said. "What do you see?" asked Wilbur. "There's a pig in the next pen, and he's enormous. I'm afraid he's much bigger than you are." "Maybe he's older than I am and has had more time to grow," suggested Wilbur, tears coming to his eyes.